Well, in some ways, perhaps my my personal favorite chapter of the book is the one that deals with Christ as the only answer who is bigger than the question. And he is. And I think the time will come when we're in the presence of Christ, we see the scars on his hand, and we'll think, did I really question his goodness? And then he might stretch out his hands, you know, because we've asked that question, does God really care? And then for him to stretch out his hands and say, look at these scars. Do these look like the hands of a God who does not care? I mean, he has proven himself. He took upon himself greater suffering than any human being ever has. It's a marvelous thing to think of dying, as Romans says, on behalf of someone who's a good person. But most of us wouldn't die for a bad person. But certainly God willingly died for a race of bad people, and he didn't have to. Most of the suffering we face, we don't choose. It just comes upon us. We don't really have a choice of whether to face it or not. Our choice is whether to face it with perspective and trust and faith, or with doubt and rebellion and anger against God. But we don't really have much choice usually as to whether we face the suffering or not. No one chooses to go out and get cancer or have an automobile accident, or at least very few people except a suicidal person would never, you know, make a choice like that. But God did make a choice, and he made it out of love for us. And, you know, some people say sometimes, well, okay, I've actually heard people say, well, God dishes it out, but he doesn't have to take it, see, because he's up in the safety of heaven. Well, the incarnation and the death and atonement of Jesus Christ is eternal proof of how wrong that is. Well, yeah, he doesn't have to take it, but he chose to take it. So he's never, quote, dished out anything on anybody that he did not many times over, in fact, an infinite amount over, take upon himself in his atoning work on our behalf. There's no question, ultimately, about the goodness and the love and the compassion and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And my prayer with If God is Good is that readers will be drawn into a closeness with God greater than they've ever experienced before, to his glory.